Hello, and welcome to Mindful Presenter, the Truth Series. I have a number of personal and professional truths that I'd like to share with you regarding the nature of high-impact public speaking and presenting. Keep in mind, they're my personal and professional truths, which means that I don't expect for a moment for you to like or accept or even agree with what I'm going to share with you during this short video series of truths. But I do just hope that you keep an open mind in this world of change and just explore what I have to say in the comfort of your own mind. And if it resonates with you, then take it further and play with it even more. If it doesn't, let it go. Either just let it go or feel free to share your thoughts with me via a message and we can explore them together. And who knows, I may even let it go at some point. My first truth that I'd like to share with you today is this. It's not enough. When you're presenting or speaking in public, it's not enough to just be yourself. I hear this time and time again from professional coaches and trainers, and I hear it on webinars about public speaking and presenting. I've read loads and loads of articles. People just saying, just be yourself. That's the key to success. That's the route to excellence. It's not true. It's a myth. Here's why. Stay with me. You may not like this, but remember, it's my truth. My truth is this. A lot of people, when they're just being themselves, they're arguably boring. I don't mean that disrespectfully, but I believe it to be true. Not because they're inherently boring, they're just boring because a lot of people don't stop to think about who they truly are and the way they're communicating and all the values and all the communication skills that they really, really have that they've acquired over a lifetime. But we're so busy being busy that a lot of us haven't had the time to craft and prepare a high-impact presentation that allows us to truly be ourselves, but in the context of being your best self. So the truth is this, it's not enough to be yourself. What we need to be is we need to be our best self. What does that mean? It means this. Do you remember that time when you were a small boy or a small girl, Christmas Eve? The time when you couldn't wait to go to bed because you couldn't wait to get to sleep because you knew Santa was going to come if you didn't go to sleep, so you went to sleep. And then you couldn't wait to wake up in the morning and you rushed out of bed in the morning and ran down the stairs and you went to the Christmas tree because all you cared about was presents. Do you remember that feeling? It was euphoric. It was incredible. We've all had that, haven't we? If you haven't, how about this? Do you remember that time when you first rode a bicycle and you were terrified? And your parents were, mum or dad were holding the back, the seat, and you were shouting, don't let go, mum, don't let go, dad, don't let go. And they let go. And suddenly, you were soaring into the breeze. That sense of freedom was incredible. Do you remember that? Or how about that time when you passed your driving test, if you drive? Do you remember that time when you felt invincible, you felt unstoppable, you felt so confident? Is there a time you thought you wouldn't be able to mirror signal maneuver? And then suddenly there you were, you had this piece of paper that said you're a world-class driver. Maybe not. Or how about the time you got your first job or your first promotion? Do you remember those feelings? Or how about your first kiss? Or maybe we shouldn't go there. Maybe that's not such a positive, glorious memory for some. Whatever it is, we've done and experienced and achieved so much. It's all inherent within us. And sometimes I could go on and on about the things that we've done and experienced, but sometimes we just need to pause and breathe and tune in to the essence of who we really are, everything that we've achieved and everything that we stand for and everything that we know we can feel, to just give our audience a glimpse of that when we're presenting. Being our best self, not just being ourselves. And it doesn't matter whether you're presenting or talking about insurance or cybersecurity or travel or trains, or investment banking, or law, none of that really matters. Our challenge is to be our best selves, to help us to connect that data, that information, those insights, that knowledge that we've accumulated over so many years, that's made us as credible as we are, to be afforded the gift to present in the first place, so that we can connect with our audience. Connecting is everything. So please, if you're presenting soon, don't even think about being yourself. Take a few moments to take a breath and just remember your best self. Be your best self, please. Thank you.